A similar raid occurred in the Kansas City, Kansas suburb of Leawood, where lawmen with bulletproof vests and using SWAT team attack tactics raided the home of Robert and Adlin Hart after Robert had stopped at a hydroponic garden store for materials to build an indoor vegetable garden for his son. The Harts, it turned out, were former CIA employees, and no drugs were found, although one officer suggested their 13-year-old son might have used pot. These incidents are just two examples of the activist drug policing carried out across the country. The ultimate effect of federal government overreach on marijuana policy, of course, is seen in our prisons. Pot prohibition in the U.S. has resulted in wrongful arrests and ruined lives for offenders, not to mention the overcrowded prisons, mostly filled with drug offenders. An ACLU report released in June 2013 showed that while marijuana arrests have decreased since 2006, there are still significantly more of them than there were in the early 2000s. Nearly half of all drug arrests are for pot, and often for minor transgressions. A full 88% of marijuana arrests are for simple possession. The report also indicated a racial bias in pot busts, as blacks are 3.73 times more likely to be arrested for pot possession than whites. The report also noted the financial cost of our obsession with drug prohibition. Despite the fact that many states face pension shortfalls and budget crunches, marijuana-related arrests continue to drain public coffers. The ACLU estimated that nationally, the cost of arrests just for possessing marijuana runs somewhere between $1 billion and $6 billion per year. The states spending the most money per capita arresting pot users were New York, which spends almost twice as much as any other state, Maryland, Illinois, Wyoming, Nevada, Delaware, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Arizona. And many states waste significant funds keeping prisoners incarcerated, not to mention the human costs of these draconian drug regulations. In Texas, for instance, 19-year-old Jacob Lavoro faced a life sentence in prison for baking and selling brownies laced with pot. Lavoro's crime was listed as a first-degree felony because his brownie recipe included hash oil, which allowed prosecutors to include the sugar, cocoa, butter, and other ingredients when determining the weight of the drugs. His father, Joe Lavoro, complained, 5 years to life? I'm sorry. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'm a conservative. I love my country. I'm a Vietnam veteran, but I'll be damned. This is wrong.